You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
On the line with us right now, we've got Mim Jensen. Hello, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm really good, thank you. Congrats on your EP, The Muse. It came out on Friday. How does it feel to have it out in the world?
Yeah, it feels awesome. I'm trying to remain as detached as I possibly can and just kind of relinquish control and be like, it's true. The world's now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, my gift to you.
Yes. What an awesome gift it is. It's so beautiful. It's awesome.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about it, the story behind it and how it came to be.
So I started sort of writing Big Feelings, actually might be the oldest song from that area. I wrote it kind of midway through 2024, and then Karmic in November 2024, and then everything else just kind of came together. And I mean, we were in the studio by July 2025, so that was probably the quickest turnaround
crazy.
I've done. But I mean, getting to work with Dee Stevens at Roundhead was just such an amazing experience. I mean, he's just so incredible at what he does, and me and the band felt really comfortable just to be able to express ourselves in there and just have a really fun, hectic week, just bringing it all together. But I guess the story behind it is that it kind of follows the timeline of a relationship in a sense. It's not completely linear. You could kind of listen to it in any order and maybe it would still make sense. But I think, having to love as the closer, it's just kind of that gut punch and that it's over, it's done. But what a beautiful experience.
Yeah, 100%. How was working with Dee? And you said you brought the whole band in too. What was that like? How was the days in the studio?
It was incredible. There's so much history to Roundhead.
And I
got to play on some pretty awesome guitars there, which was so much fun. It was quite a time crunch.
I
think we had maybe 4 or 5 days, and we'd flown up. We were pretty exhausted and flew in from Christchurch, was in the studio that evening, just working away at Sidekick. And then I hadn't been sleeping very well. Sometimes when I travel, I don't sleep well, and I guess also because I was really excited.
Yeah.
So I remember a couple of the days I was napping in the studio while the boys were doing takes and stuff. So we made it work, but it was so much fun, and I felt like I got to push myself in ways that I haven't yet, which is always a great learning experience. And just hanging with great people. So
Do you have a favorite memory that of that time in the studio, or something funny that happened?
There were so many fun things that happened, but they have this kind of lion, or no, is it a tiger mannequin just hanging out in a room outside of Studio B, and we brought that in and we all took a really cute photo. The whole band on it, and Dee was standing on the back of it, and then it was just I guess you had to be there, but it was a very cute moment for us all. But other than that, recording Big Feelings was my favorite part. Just seeing that come together.
What's your writing process like on this EP in particular? How was writing that throughout that such a short period?
A lot of it just kind of boiled down to me and my acoustic guitar. Most of my songs come together, and then I take it to the band and we flesh it out. But to Lovers, I actually wrote on my mum's piano in her living room, because she has a really, really beautiful kawaii piano. And I was just going through it, and I sat down and I just kind of let all my feelings flow, and to Lovers came together really, really quickly, and that was a really beautiful experience. I've been trying to I got a piano this year, so I've been getting back into playing, and that's
nice.
I've been really loving it. So
that's gorgeous.
I'm very grateful. Thank you.
Do you have a favorite track off of the EP?
Oh, that's such a hard question. They're all my babies. I guess it kind of has changed a lot throughout the whole process, but I did listen to Lovers the other day, and I haven't really listened to it much since, like, the mixing process. Yeah. And I just sat there. Well, I listened to the whole thing in full, but that song, especially for me right now, is my favourite. I literally had a big cry.
Oh.
Like, damn.
Yeah. That's so funny. I feel like, I mean, it doesn't really, you wouldn't really think about it, but yeah, I guess you wouldn't listen to the EP after it's mixed because, I mean,
I definitely made sure to listen to it the morning it came out, like, because that's kind of the first time I've listened to it in its entirety in a while, and just kind of let it soak in. It was my birthday as well, the day that I released it. So
happy birthday.
Thank you. I just had some nice kind of quiet time with myself in the morning. It was just on my way driving to see my friend and listen to it, and was, just kind of, I let myself have a moment with it and just kind of let myself feel proud and, you know, just, proud of that creation, because it does mean a lot.
Yeah, that's awesome. What does it mean to you? Like, obviously, really proud of it and it's a gorgeous EP, but, like, has it got any, like, special place in your heart or anything?
Yeah, I think a lot of it for me was kind of allowing myself to go to some pretty deep places of grief and anger and frustration. And I mean, they're kind of the hardest emotions to allow yourself to feel. So I guess when I look back at it now, I'm just really grateful that I had that medium to kind of help me process some pretty deep things that are not easy.
That's really nice, you can hear it too, like, when you're listening to the EP, it's like the vulnerability and, like, the feelings really come through, and it's a
thank you. I appreciate that.
Of course. You're going on tour in May for this EP too, going to Auckland, Christchurch and Dunedin. It's super exciting. Are you what are you most looking forward to about the tour?
Oh, just connecting with people.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the greatest part of it. And also, I've got some amazing support acts that I announced this morning.
Yes.
Sophia McRae for Auckland. Oh, yeah. I have not met her yet, but I've known about her for a really long time.
Yeah, Sophia's excited.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm so excited to see her play.
Yeah.
And then I've got Goodbye Starlet in Christchurch and Just Janie for Dunedin. And that's a solo show too, so
cool.
I don't do them a lot, so that's going to be interesting. But
that's gonna be fun.
Yeah.
Have you played alongside Just Janie or Goodbye Starlet before?
No, I haven't.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
That's going to be fun. Where are you most excited to play?
I don't know. That's a really, that's a tough question, because I'm excited about all of them. I mean, hometown shows for me are always pretty cherished, and I get to kind of do a little bit more since I'm here, like, just add a little bit more to the live show because I've got time and access.
True, so.
Yeah, but, I mean, I'm always trying to add some creative flair, like the Lolly Scramble.
Yes, that was fun.
I just like doing little silly things like that, because it's a nice way to engage with the crowd and just, I don't know, have a little surprise for people.
Yeah.
I'm still figuring out what I'm going to do.
Yeah, I was going to say, are you doing another thing like that?
I think something along those lines, sure.
That's something to look forward to. If someone was sitting on the fence about coming to one of the shows, what would you say to convince them?
Let me sit with that.
Okay.
If a Benson Boone backflip was on the cards, how could you say no?
Exactly. That's, That's so, Can you backflip?
Maybe.
They'll have to come to the show to find out. Have you got anything else planned for the rest of the year, or anything exciting coming up?
I've got some pretty awesome support slots coming up that I am just still kind of in disbelief about and hugely excited for, which is opening for Hudson Freeman at San Fran on May 1st, and then opening for one of my favorite bands Wednesday at Loon's on the 23rd. So yeah, I'm pretty pumped for those.
Yeah, those are gonna be awesome shows.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yes. Well, I think that's all the questions I had for today. Thank you so much for coming on. Your EP, The Muse, is beautiful and it's out everywhere now. Thank you so much, Mim.
Thank you so much. This has been so nice.
This has been fun.
And nice to chat to you again.
Yeah, good to chat to you too. We've got Trackstar lined up right now on the one. So keep it locked. And yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thought I got it through your head, but I find myself stuck inside a twist, eccentric, unraveling. Nothing's ever gonna come save me from.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.